It seems from our Mishnah that girls are more chashev than boys, and we explain from a certain angle there is that Chizah said that Yofa Banson, Lidi Banson Adifuli, and it's not sure whether he's talking about only the first door, because we said before Bast Chila Simon Yofa Labonim, is that's what Chizah is talking about, or Bechlal, or Stamazai, and so on and so forth. And then we wanted to know. So that's one pshat why the Mishnah says girls are worth more. Or we brought down the Rabbi Yehuda that Hashem Bechor Rabbi Curly had a daughter, but that doesn't really prove that a girl is better. It could be just equal. So then we brought another Rabbi Yehuda that says that it's a mitzvah to feed the Rabbi Yehuda says a mitzvah to feed your sons, and surely it's a mitzvah to feed your daughters, so they shouldn't have to lose their dignity by going around and taking care of them, their own needs. Elo, but it's about 10 lines at the bottom. So you're telling me now, Mishnah Vos, as a girl is worth more than a boy. Tell me how you learn Pshat in the following Braisa. Elo, Hadatanya, Migalenta Braisa, Yolda Zachar Vinikeva. Sorry, it says in our Mishnah, the end of our Mishnah, it says, we give birth to a boy and a girl. Has Zachar Neutel Shisha Dinim. The Zachar takes 6 dinim, 1.5 mana. A mana is 4 dinim, so 1.5 mana. And the Kaver only takes Neutel Shnei Dinin. And in the Kaver, you gave birth to a boy and a girl, and the Kaver takes only half of it, takes only 2 Dinin. You just said a girl's more value than a boy in the same Mishnah. What's going on in this case? What happened? Omar Rav Ashi Amrita Lishmaite Kamed Rav Kahana. I said it over before Rav Kahana. He says you have to learn the Mishnah backwards and forwards. It says Yolda Zochar the Kaver. You have to learn backwards and forwards. This is what happened. The man said Zochar Tchila. He says to his, if I have a boy first, Mosayim, I'll give 200 zuz, and Lepoy 200. And then Nekeva Achrav Leklum. And if I give the Nekeva, I give nothing. Or nekevet chila kevet first mana zocher achre mana, but if a kevet first 100 and then a kevet afterwards also 100. Okay, he said, yeah, boy first 200 and the girl gets nothing.
Is if that because of
the chayim? That's what this man said. If a boy gets first, we don't know why he said it. But boys, he's just telling him to see us. A boy, if my boy is first, I'm giving him 200. Sorry. Give it to the kid. And the girl second gets nothing, or. He said, if a girl comes first, we'll get 100, and the boy after gets 100 as well. Then they had twins. We're not sure. So who was born first? So this is what you do. The boy takes 100 regardless, because whether he came first, whether he came second, he's entitled to 100. At least. What the other 100? We're not sure. I mean, money that's in a suffix, and we divide. Okay, Yehuda's here. We can start. Start the next piece. So we're learning here that generally a girl has more value than a boy, but in the case of here, the father, for whatever reason, said that he wants the boy. Says the Gemara Vayter, 3 lines from the bottom of the page of Kufim Aleph Amar Aleph.
All these examples here, how many do you have where he makes a statement first about in the cave and then about
it? When I was born...
The whole thing was always true.
In certain families, they have these mishagasim that, you know, you have to have, a boy has to be the firstborn. So when I am a b'chay, the son of a b'chay, son of a b'chay, the son of a b'chay, going back hundreds of generations.
Wow.
So when I was born, my father's parents, you know, were there from Israel, and my mother didn't have a father, but she had a mother, brought her up on her own. She was there. The nurse, for whatever reason, came out and said, it's a girl. So my father's parents picked themselves up, took a taxi, and went home. My father came out 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, and he said, you know, oh, Miles was a boy. Couldn't get a hold of no mobile phones in those days. Couldn't get a hold of my father's parents until they got back to...
Are there any kind of Malavim up the family trees?
You go straight to the Baal Shem Tov, Pidgin and everything. So bottom line is, finally, they got to Crown Heights. They got a phone call and there was a boy. Immediately they took a taxi and came back.
What, to Philadelphia?
No, I'm not Philadelphia, in Christ. And to the hospital. Philadelphia was many years later. Says you want to time we learned. It says also the Braise Yolda Zocher Unikeva. So the thing is that some families, for whatever reason, ask me why, that, you know, and the Vlahachis in my family now, every one of us had a good girl first. Everyone. They had no opinion of Ben's. Except one sibling out of all my
Sephardim.
My family, that's Sephardim. He's Ashkenazim. Shagas, everyone has their own inyonim, you know. How did Tanya, we learned, Yolda Zachar Unikeva. This time we learned that if a zocher and an akeva, there's only a mona. What's that case over there? It sounded like he said, I'm going to give 200 if it's a boy first, and yet it says you only give him 100. Why don't you give him 100? How is that possible? He didn't say, I'll give a boy or girl anything. Whoever gives me the good news, I will give that person the mevaser. I will give him. He's going to get some money from me. The Tanya, but this is the case. Ha-mevasreini, the one who will tell me the news, what kind of a child my wife gave. Ba-men nifter rachmo shalishti, what child was the first one who was peterechem, who came out of the womb. Im zocher, if it turns out to be a boy, then yitol, the mevasa should take money, $100. And therefore, Yol the Zachar, no the money, he takes $100. Because the father said, Im Nekeva, I'm saying that if he tells me a girl came out first, I'm missing out on a pinyon ben, then he said, in that case, if he comes back and says a girl, he gets nothing. Because I said, only if you tell me a boy, he's a peterechem. What happens, he says, Im Nekeva, money, he says, if a girl comes out first, I'm giving $100. I want a girl. Bast chilas simiyaf lebonim we had yesterday. Im nekeva mona, then yolda nekeva no do mona. Then if the mvasa comes along and says, "Look, you had a nekeva," then fine, we'll give $100. And what happened? Yolda zocha nekeva. He gave birth to a zocha and nekeva. Ainly ela mona. He gets only a mona, right? Because one of the, only one of them was first. Either zocha or nekeva. I was zoch in the cave of Omar. Why is he getting anything? He said, if it's a boy, this. Girl, this. He didn't say twins, so why give anything? The Amanami, because it must have been, he also said, im zoch in the cave of Nami, yitl mona. He said also that if there's a zoch in the cave, he should also get $100. No, so basically he covered every possibility. If it's a boy, 100. If it's a girl, 100. If it's twins, 100. So what's he saying? He just said, you give me news that my wife had a baby, I'll give $100. Well, what's he has to go delineate each prat? It makes no difference. If he comes and tells me there was a miscarriage, he gets nothing. So that's why he says zocher nekeva, zocher v'nekeva, because not all the possibilities. There's one more possibility: there's a stillborn baby or a miscarriage. So therefore, that's what happened. So tomam avase, ahudam levisu. If a guy says to his wife, Nichse lahai de ma beres, if a guy says to his wife that the nechassim should go to whatever baby you have inside your womb, Amar Rav Huna, havi mezakel ubis, what's he doing? He's giving the money or the assets to a baby in a womb. The baby womb is non-existent. La mezakel ubis loy kana, and I hold that a mezakel ubis loy kana. It's a davar shaloi bol oilam. Yeah, mechaim, their mother. He's saying to the mother, I want you to be zoiche. No, that's the shir tailed. I want you to be zeicher on behalf of your baby. This now, so I'm a zakel ubalek. That's what he holds. I've seen a number of opinions. Yeah, sorry. So we'll make see there's a difference in Yerusha. That's what we're going to talk about. So he's saying a mazakel ubalek kana. Even if he says lekashelad, I want you to be zeicher today that when the baby is born, it still does according to Rav Huna doesn't work. According to Rav Huna doesn't work. Because right now it's loy bala oilam. It's a lid davar shaloy bala oilam. Remember we had a difference, paid his dekel, and the difference between a davar shaloy bala oilam and a lid davar shaloy bala oilam. Doesn't matter. It's still davar shaloy. Right now it's not here. So what we're saying is that even if you hold that you could be makna davar, a mayor holds you could be makna davar shaloy bala oilam, the fruits on the trees you haven't grown yet, but lid davar, the person that you're giving it to has to exist. And this Uber is not existing. Says what that's a possible, as we'll see. Ace where Rab Nachman has a wuna question. The Haimir from our Mishnah, it says, if my wife, he says, Im Yolda Ishti Zocher, if my wife gives birth to Zocher, Yitul Mona, my kid should take $100. When am I saying this? While the baby's an Uber. And yet we're saying that I'm tied down, that I have to give it. So we see Chorim Mephedim, you could be Zakal Uber, Yolda Zocher, Nitul Mona. Amalei, he said to him, Mishnah Seinu, you're right. The author of our Mishnah, Eina Yedei Mishnah. I have no idea who the author of our Mishnah is. Because you're saying it's going to a Lidovash. According to me, I hold a Lidovash. Uber is called a Lidovash. It's not working. And I'm saying Fashion is working. It's effective. Vesach Nisht. Now I'm going to go through a number of opinions. Why can't we say the following? Isn't it a mer? Because right now the Gemara thinks there's no chilik of a dover shaloi by law elam or a lid dover shaloi by law. Might have to be there. The other makhlash, well, you're allowed to sell the fruits of a tree. So the chayla, why can't it be the maid author of our Mishnah that you can be mezaka to an Uber? So the Gemara name. Amar the shamer that I'm mayor. When did the mayor say lid dover shayeshne by elam? About lid dover shayna by elam, the thing is non existent. Mishamerle. Who said it? Okay, for you might have a okay, you want to know who's the author of the Mishnah that now Mishnah that says that an Uber is kind? Maybe it's Rabbi Yasi. What's the story of Rabbi Yasi? Because the so Rabbi Huna maybe it passed like the Rabbanon who says that you cannot be mezaket to a person who doesn't exist. But Rabbi Yasi holds you could, and maybe it's Rabbi Yasi. What's the story? The Amar says Uber kani, Uber is kind. If a woman is married to a kohen. And Avodim can always eat truma. If the man dies, the woman can only continue eating truma if she has a baby, a child. Because the child, what happens? She's an Uber, she's Muberes, but she doesn't know, if the child will come out, whatever, it won't come out. So she cannot eat truma. But the Amar Uber Koni. How do we know that? Now we learned Uber Poisel Ve'Eino Meichel. We learned that the Uber, that the Avodim can no longer eat truma. Why can't the Avodim no longer eat truma? Even though the Chayyim are because the Uber passes them. Why? Why do Uber pass them? They belong to the state of the Kohen. Because an Uber, close man, the babies in the mother's womb, we'll see in the Gemara there, the Halal Rabbi Yasi holds that the Uber has a din of a Zor. He does not have the Chalois of a Kohen until he's born. So he's like Yisroel in the mother's womb. A Yisroel passes the Avadim, he's Balbos of the Avadim, from eating Truma. But the Michael, so if the Uber is existing, so why can't, and he cannot let his mother eat Truma yet. He cannot let his mother eat Truma. Divi Rabbi Yasi. So what does he claim from here? That he's existing. Because if you tell me Uber is non-existent, then why is he passing anybody? He doesn't exist. Is that he does exist. So maybe Rabbi Yasi, they want to hold him. Azakal Uber is kind of, because there's something there. Mitzi is there. So the Gemara is shiny, Yerusha, Bo Meila. There is talking about Yerusha. Or Yerusha is something that comes from itself, maybe an Uber Taka Yashins, and therefore this baby inside the mother's womb, Yashins. Here we're talking about Hamazaka, you're giving a present. A present, maybe it's a different story. It's a different story altogether. So why don't we so say, what Rabbi Yechon Ben-Broike said, that I can choose one of my sons who is entirely Yerusha, and I'll give him everything. Rabbi Yechon Ben-Broike holds that I can give one of my children either Yerusha, I can give him a Yerusha, say you have everything, or a Matana, which means, according to Rabbi Yechon Ben-Broike, there's a Chilka, Yerusha, and a Matana. So there's no Chilka, according to Yerusha, but a Matana. So let's say that he holds like Rabbi Yasi, that the Uber is a somebody, and just like he's a somebody by Yerusha, he's a somebody by Matana, so I could be Mezakel Uber. That now children the of Kayam, and it works. So therefore, let us say that he holds like Rabbi Yasi, and therefore he have no chilk matan Yerusha, and a Uber counts. Says the Gemara, how do you know Rabbi Yechon holds Uber counts? Who told you Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yasi? Which tan is it? Where does he hold that no chilk matan Yerusha to a somebody who exists, a son that exists? Mi Amar, who says? So what do you tell me? What do you mean, let's say he holds like Rabbi Yasi? Who said? So therefore, we can't say. That's why he says, any Yedeya. You know, you're grappling at stores here. I don't know. You're grappling at stores. Straws. Maybe he holds like Rechon Breker, holds like Rabbi Yasi. I don't know Rabbi Yasi. Rechlisht. So why can't we just learn the Mishnah Poshet? That he says, not that he's giving the money to the Uber. He's giving the money to the person who will inform him that his wife is and that person exists right now, whoever the Mavasid is. So therefore, whoever will come and tell me that my son is a son or a daughter, I'll give him money, and I'm Zeichid right now because the guy exists. So therefore, it's all right. If so, the Tony Sefer says in the Sefer of him ain't Shom Yoidashalahu, nobody else but him, Yoidashakal, he yashed everything. If it's talking about the child, I understand why he yashed everything. But it's a friend there, why would he yashin? Ibn Vasreini, Yoidish Mavide, how did Yerusha come in here? The Lemalay Kishayoda. Okay, what's your problem? The problem is the Uber is a Dovah Shalai Bala. He's not here now. Why don't you just say that Bizaychana for the Uber when he will be born? Bishayoda. When it's born. Say that when it's born. Ihachi. The No, like this. He's saying it. Tell me, the father is saying it after the mother already gave birth. The father just doesn't know what it was. Maybe Bishiyolda, the child's already born. Just, I don't know. So so therefore, if I find out that my wife gave birth to a son, it's Azay. So daughter's Azay. So
you're saying the Mavasa just... No Mavasa.
We know Mavasa. Fear the Mavasa. He's saying here, when I find out that my... I'm going to give it to my son. Or I'll give it to my daughter. But they're existing. Just, I don't know who they are. But Lame Malay Bishiyolda. He's talking about the child's born already. Child's born.
He assumes that it's been born, but he's not there.
He knows it was born.
No, then
know what it
the
is.
Words come to him already.
Or he knows his wife being induced this morning. He just doesn't know what it was. It says, Kol Masha Teili Shitla. I don't care what it is. It says, Teile. Teile is future tense. If we're talking about the child's already born, he should have said, Kol Masha Nolda, or something like that. Hadidil Kol Shat Teile, Kol Shat Yolda Babayla. He should have said, anything, any child was born. It's vice versa. We're talking about the child was not born yet. Okay. Okay, the child is not born right now. But why don't we say, not that he's telling the mother, I want you to be zeich on behalf of the Uber today. Say, I want you to be zeich on behalf of the Uber when this child will be born. A boy's a zeh and a girl's a zeh. So even though right now it's a little dovish ba'olam, you're not going to give it to them and you're not going to be zeich for them until late, until it's your tailored. The Gemara, because that raised three shittas. The Gemara, Rav Huna l'taymei, that three shittas of that works. Rav Huna holds, Amar Rav Huna, Aflik yishetele leikana, if it's a ledava shalai b'la'ilam, even when the child does come to the world, doesn't help. When it comes to fruits on a tree, once you sell the fruit on the tree, that's not a kinyan, but once the fruits come out, they cannot change their mind anymore. But that's a dava shalai b'la'ilam. But the ledava shalai b'la'ilam, even afterwards, the kinyan had nowhere to be chal. So therefore, nothing happens. So that's what Rav Huna says, it doesn't help me if you say likishetele. There's no such kinyan. That's why he says, I don't know who the author of the mission is. But the truth about it, be told, is a machlekes, as Gemara says here. So, Amar Nachman, Nachman said, Hamazakilu, there's three opinions. Nachman says, Hamazakilu, Uber, like Kana, if you're Mazakilu, and Uber doesn't exist, not Kana, Uber, like Shatele, Kana. Once the child comes into the world, he is Kana.
But Rav Huna, Amar. That's the words that he said, that's the words he said while he was an Uber.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. But when the child comes to the world, it's kind of. Rav Huna says, "Afil kishat teilid, I hold that the davish doesn't work even when the child comes. We're later fafalim." V'Rav Sheish is amar echadze v'echadze kana. Rav Sheish says, "No, I hold you are kind of lid davish shalaba alaylam." So according to Rav Sheish, you know, all these chluk we make, you don't have to make it. But Rav Huna is saying, "I don't know who the author of the Mishnah is." How do I know that it's a loy bala olam? If it's a ledavah shel bala olam, that still works. I can uber you still kinda. Says the Gemara as follows: the time you learn, Gerish and Meis, a Ger died with Bizbu Yisrael and the Chosav, and a bunch of Yisrael came in because he has no Yoshim came in and they plundered his estate. Then suddenly Vishama Yishyesh, like Ben, they heard there's a son there. Oisha Haisa Ish they move better, or they heard that their wife was got pregnant. Chayovin lahachzir, they got to return the money. It's not theirs. The guy Yashins. Oh, but hechazir lehaka, they returned it. Then achigach shama yishemez b'noi. After they heard that the son died, oishehi pila yishtoy. They heard that his wife miscarried. So then hechazik b'shniya kana. They went back a second time to be machzik a second time. Then they're kana. But for the shayin lekana, whatever it is, the first time not kana. Now. What happened here? The woman miscarried. Just means the child was an Uber at the time. They made a kinyan, then finally the child was an Uber, and then the child never was born. If the child was never born, then you're telling me if an Uber is not koina, then why do they have to make a second kinyan for? Then the first kinyan was a valid kinyan. Is Uber lekana? You tell me Uber is not koina. Why do you have to machzik a second time? They were already machzik before, and Sachakli was an Uber. Uber shtetnish. He's not koina. Amar Abayi, he answered like we said just now. Yerusha habomele shaina. Uber is not koina. If I want to make a kinyan, give him something new. But Yerusha is something that's biological. So mainly, even an Uber is koina Yerusha. And therefore, by the gate, if there's an Uber, exactly, so the Uber is entitled to the Yerusha.
It was never a kinyan.
Exactly. That's why, exactly. So the Uber owned it. And he was Yiddish. He was Yiddish. Because that's what he's saying here. Yerusha is different. You know when you become a Yiddish, not when you're born. The moment you're conceived, exist. That's Rav Sheish's Raya. That's a. Yeah, that's what Rabbi Yaisi. Chacham argued that. Chacham argued. But he holds that, or maybe he holds like Rabbi Yaisi, but he holds that the Uber is. All Rabbi Yaisi says is that the Uber is existing, but he has a din of Yisro rather than a coin. That's irrelevant to this. That's the status there.
So just,
we'll agree Rabbi Yossi maybe. Or maybe he holds it is Meichel, like the Rabban. Rav, so Abai says, give me one more shiny. And Rav says, shiny hosom, the refuye marpim be yadayu, mi kara. From the beginning, they heard rumors that there might be. Because they heard rumors, so it's an interesting piece of Gemara that Rashbam learns. Because they heard rumors, when they made the kinyan, kinyan is just the maisa and the kavana. The kavana was wishy-washy. They themselves weren't so convinced that they became the balabos because they heard a rumor that there's a child and the child will eventually be born and will take it away. So therefore, they made a kinyan, hedging the bets. If there's no child, then this is our kinyan. So the kinyan chetzel is shvach a kinyan. So the Gemara, my benayu. So what's chilga bai with Rava? The both lapoils say that the first kinyan is not a good kinyan. Iki benayu shesham b'yish mes. First they heard that he died, so they went ahead and made a kinyan. V'loy mes, it turned out to be he didn't die. And the Marekach Mes. So when they heard that he died, they made a strong kinyan. Because they heard that he died. According to Abaye, who cares what they thought, Mishas Mais? According to Abaye, the fact of the matter is the kid did not die. The fact of the matter is the Uber was existing, so it was therefore the Uber was Yodish, your kinyan was not valid. So therefore, yeah, it's the second people. But according to the Rava, it's not because the Uber is Yodish. According to the Rava, the Vart is that when they made a kinyan, they were wishing, they didn't know themselves it was a valid kinyan. But when they heard that he died, they made their first kinyan. They made it with the right kavanas. Turned out to be that he didn't die, then he died later. So therefore, according to Rava, they would be Mfeidish Kainah the first time, we don't need a second time, and according to Baye, it's the first time because Yerusha Bo Meila.
According to Baye, do you still require the kavanah to be the
kavanah
to be
Kainah
something?
Yeah, but Baye doesn't hold the Shvacha kavanah. He doesn't hold the Shvacha kavanah. Abaye said the first kinya didn't help because Lepoyo doesn't help. Not because you can have the Kavanah behind his mother to be Kaina. He's agreed when you have a Shvachit Kinyan. Yeah, the Metzi said the Yerush owned it. Because Yerush HaBomi Le'a Shiny. Rav holds the Yerush did not own it, but they had a Shvachit Kinyan. But where they had a strong Kinyan, then the first Kinyan is valid. That's enough to me. So we'll stop here.